This is Capricorn FM Podcast.
10 minutes after 8 on the Go Breakfast on Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. So we have been hinting, and you have also been sending through your guesses around the chairman's conversation, which is held every year. And the extensive planning and preparation that goes into this event is worth acknowledging. And previous guests that were hosted by the chairman included former President Thabo Mbeki in 2017 and then businessman Johan Rupert in 2018. And in 2018, the conversation with Johan Rupert actually made both local and international headlines.
Oh, definitely.
It got a lot of us talking everywhere else, every corner of this country, every corner of this world. In 2019, though, the chairman, Mr. Gavin Mkhari, there was, the conversation that was planned to happen, but there was a controversial moment or pull out during the last minutes. Yeah. President Cyril Ramaphosa was the one who was expected to honor the invitation to come through.
Mm. So once again, we have the honor and the privilege to bring you the annual chairman's conversation in terms of the announcement.
Capital PLK in Polokwane. Can you believe it? I had the pleasure of visiting these guys for the very first time. I mean, I've been here for 100 years. I had never set foot in the studios of Capricorn FM, and I'm blaming that on people like Mpoma Sheta and DJ Complexion. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning, Titi.
And definitely you were here, and then you just, you left us and just went and had fun in the sun. Didn't you? We see you.
It's a hard life, man, but somebody's got to do it.
True that. Someone's got to live it. Are you well this morning?
We're great. How are you guys doing? How's Polokwane looking this morning?
We are awesome. Just a bit cloudy, but we're doing very lovely. Are you only audible this side, or can the people in Gauteng also hear us that side?
Of course they can hear you.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah.
We've made the circle bigger, so we're introducing them to the magic there of the on-the-go breakfast.
Yeah.
There we go.
Our audition can start now.
Absolutely, right now. That Limpopo's hottest frequency. Good to have you guys with us for the big reveal. Have you guys managed to get this hype as we have? There's plenty of hype here on the socials here.
Listen, it's crazy. And we've been having people guessing who the guest this year is going to be, the names that are coming up. I mean, we've had the name of the CIC come up, and consistently so, as well as Dr. Patrice Motsepe coming up as well.
I've seen that name featuring quite a bit. Mugweng as well comes up a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people have said called for that one. But the one unique one that I had me thinking, that would be a great one, was the name of Dr. Irvin Khoza. We've planted an idea for next year, because I think it's too late.
Well,
if it's not him this year, we've certainly planted an idea.
We had a bit of an ambitious one. We had Elon Musk, and we thought, okay.
Okay, why do we laugh?
I
nearly laughed, exactly.
I laughed. I take it back.
Yeah, that could be career damaging.
Are you laughing? I know.
You are basically saying that your chairman is incapable of getting Elon Musk.
No, you are reading between the lines. No.
No, I see that. No, listen, I'm not going to be the one to get you sacked here. All right, should we get into it then, guys? Let me welcome the chairman of... why would you welcome a man to his own place? But anyway, the chairman of Mischiri Africa, Gavin Mkhari, is here. Good morning, sir. Nice to see you at this time of the morning.
Yeah. Good morning, Titi. Good
a
morning.
New experience for you.
Yeah, us nocturnos work at night.
Yeah.
We sleep in the morning.
This is a fact. Right. So here we are.
Also, greetings to Mpo.
Morning, sir.
And to Timer.
Timer, good morning.
Are you well?
Awesome. Thank you for
joining. Do you guys call him sir?
don't listen.
During working hours.
Yeah, we have. You know what I mean? Gotta expose the TT man.
Okay.
You see, Complexion, this is what happens when the young ones like with TT.
Yeah.
Disrespect first bonds like a... Like Luna at Capricorn. You must remind these ones in founding that you guys are the first bonds.
Who came first?
TT, you guys are the new kids on the block here.
This is so true.
Don't get it twisted.
No, that's why. They say we're sister stations, so you must be the older sister.
The first bond man. Last bond man, even for this moment.
They're the ones who are always ungovernable. Yeah. All right, so... Mr. Mkhari, it's been 2 years, as I said, almost to the day since we've had a chairman's conversation. But before we talk about this year's event, let's track back a little bit and talk about where this all began, what the idea was behind having a chairman's conversation, as you always insist on emphasizing that. What was the big idea?
So first thing is that, no, it's only been a year that we didn't do
that.
Yeah, it's only last year.
We only missed last year.
The other one happened with President Ramaphosa.
I see what you did there. Okay. It's just that he wasn't there.
Yeah, he wasn't there, but the conversation happened.
I got you. Yeah.
So it's only last year that we didn't have it. And because of, obviously, we were mindful of the COVID regulations. Mm-hmm. But the idea, TT, 365 days without fail, the team at Power and the team at Capricorn conducts and share content with our listeners. 12 months in a year, 7 days in a week. We run a shop that never stops. Mm-hmm. And you guys deal with a lot of content. We've got highly experienced broadcasters like yourselves. As in the three of you that I'm talking to today and all other colleagues across our 24-hour schedule. And you guys deal with events on a daily basis as and when they develop. The idea behind the chairman's conversation is to step out of the everyday, almost take an aerial view of life in the life of a nation. And ask, how did we get here? What are the most burning questions, concerns, frustrations, aspirations of a nation at a time? And try to see who do we believe may have the insights, the expertise, and the ability to ask or answer some of the issues that we're dealing with as a nation. So, for example, if you recall, when we hosted President Mbeki, there was increasingly a view that this country was going all over, that state institutions were being taken advantage of, that a few individuals in positions of influence were being perceived to be abusing power. And the question that we asked was, are our institutions that weak that through a political office or offices, they can literally be uprooted that easily? And so our primary objective when we hosted President Thabo Mbeki was to understand the architecture and DNA of the state. Why is the state designed the way it is? But also to understand the culture of the governing party. Mm-hmm. The idea was not to interview a certain Thabo Mbeki. Mm-hmm. The idea was to understand how come or how we had arrived to the nature of design the state that operates. Now, obviously, you will talk to things that are talkable, but it was beyond that. Mm-hmm. The following year, South Africans had a catchphrase, white monopoly capital. It was also becoming very vivid that the issue of land was very hot, right? And so rumors were and statements were made about how these people operate in dark corners. And as Power and as MSG and Capricorn, we decided instead of speculating, why don't we proximate these people that are being spoken about as close as people, as possible, sorry, to our people. And so that we can pronounce about these people from an informed perspective. Mm. We insist that it is not an interview because your job, TT, is to get answers as much as possible to the issues. Mm-hmm. That's not the job of the chairman's conversation. We're not trying to get answers. We're trying to say who are the people who may have insights, but we trust the intelligence of our listeners to make up for themselves whether truth is being told or not. It is not my job, Titi. You don't pay me to interview.
You don't I certainly don't pay you.
It's the other way around. Exactly. We wouldn't afford you, Chairman.
No. You don't. You guys don't pay me.
Yeah.
You don't pay me to do interviews.
Mm.
You employ me to think slightly ahead, around, below, above. You pay me to dream. Mm. That's what you guys pay me to do. Now, I'm not going to get into a business of doing what you do. It's duplication. It's unnecessary. And I think the nation can do. You know,
also, we don't want competition.
When, when you invite someone to your house, TT, yeah. you don't attack them.
Mm.
But, you know, my children are very smart. And after people have left the house, they said, Daddy, that uncle is funny. Right? Mm. Or we like that uncle, or we don't.
Mm.
But I'm not going to tell them how to receive Uncle So-and-so.
Yeah.
Right? But at least they also have the benefit of not hearing and reading about that uncle. They get to spend time and experience that person on their own terms.
Mm.
And then I trust them.
Mm. Well, let's hear what my older sister says. See, Mpo?
You know,
the complexion.
You know, in terms of what the chairman is saying right now, you know, South Africa always stops for these conversations. The country always engages. And the engagement is always very much loaded. So, Chairman, once again, are you ready? Are you ever ready for, you know, from the very first one that we had? First of all, were you shocked at the kind of interaction you had, the loaded engagement we got?
The good and the bad.
The good and the bad, yeah.
Yeah, look, I mean, am I ready to host a guest? It's not a lot of work to do. Just make sure there's food, make sure that they are safe, and we chat.
But then the other side of the chat. There's the other side of the chat. Because you know how it is in the country, right? I mean, we watch everything, but then we are doing it through social media. Yeah. We are having our own chat about the chat that you are having.
Yeah.
You
know, absolutely. No, you know. And that is why I insist, that, by the way, and I said to the team, even when was it 2019 when Ramaphosa did not come through? I said to the team and colleagues and family that the chairman's conversation is going to happen with or without the president.
Mm.
Because the chairman's conversation does not start the moment we say mic on the night.
Mm.
It starts from the day we say it is happening. It starts from the day we start asking what are the questions that South Africa should really, really be losing sleep over. And then we debate, sometimes informally and playfully, even on social media, as to who do we believe is best positioned to reflect on those conversations. Because essentially that's what it is. It's a reflection session.
Mm.
But we do put a lot of work behind it. A lot of work goes behind it. But emotionally, spiritually, I feel like we are ready.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's an important thing as well, to talk us through that process and how you go through that list. Or how, is it a brainstorm session, or is it just you sitting going through your phone book and deciding who you're going to call up, all the people that you have there on speed dial? So maybe we'll get more on that one as we continue our conversation. We're in conversation here on the Power Breakfast and on the Go Breakfast on Limpopo's hottest frequency, Capricorn FM, and Pomo Mashita and DJ Complexion with us for this conversation, and we will carry on with the chairman of MSG Africa, giving him card as we build up to the big reveal of who it will be.
If you've just joined us right now and you're wondering what has been happening all this time that we have been having conversations with our sister station Power 987,
mm-hmm.
it's because the chairman today is making a big announcement about who he will host at this year's chairman conversation.
Yeah.
So we are all looking forward to that. And you have been sending through your guesses as well. And having gone through some of them, former Chief Justice, I see, also comes up a lot.
Mm-hmm. That is coming up a lot as well. So I think, I mean, these are very important conversations, I mean, for us as a group as well. So, I mean, you know, as the chairman has been saying and explaining right now, just the thinking behind, you know, these conversations.
So from time to time, we'll obviously go back to our colleagues out in Johannesburg to find out what the chairman has in store for us. It'll be interesting to
to know if some of the guesses that you had sent through
are
anything close to the person that we are going to have.
So you said this earlier on, you know, that we want to be surprised, and we definitely going to be surprised. Not so long. Literally, the countdown is real. We are about to find out who this year's guest is going to be.
Yeah, so that conversation will continue. Isn't it strange how maybe we must ask the chairman when we finally have him back on the line? All the suggestions that are coming through, it's male figures. What about the woman, guys?
That thing, that is one of the questions that are in my mind, was just brewing. You know, just say, secretly, I'm crossing fingers and hoping it will be a woman guest this year. But, you know, I know it's not really a gender kind of a thing. It's influenced by whatever theme has been identified as a, you know, a talking point for the country, from what he's been saying. But it would really be cool.
Chulima Donsela.
Okay, it's an interesting name.
Yeah, well, I mean, she was a figure, like she was right at the center of, you know, dealing with very key issues in the country. And if you look at some of the big matters that she has had to preside over,
but
they sort of like give you an idea of the fact that she could have answers and insights on a lot of things about the running of this country.
Again, it depends on the theme that has been identified. You know, I think it sounds like this is driven more around the conversation that has been identified from where I'm sitting.
But okay. Any other female name, guess, that you can throw around?
No one comes to mind, Rana. No, I mean, I think I'm thinking names in the business side, you know. But again, the theme, complexion, the theme. So if I knew what the theme was for this year, then I would throw names around.
Yeah.
I feel it would be pointless at this point. But okay.
Maybe for people that have sent us messages earlier on, is there a specific reason why you shied away from suggesting a woman or guessing a woman to be part of the chairman's conversation? Or is it all these men that are coming up?
Yeah.
Which other names came up?
I mean, we had the former Chief Justice, and then we've had, oh, there we go. Patrice Motsepe still comes up once again. That is a name that has been coming up consistently. Let me see. We keep on getting Patrice Motsepe complexion. I could say, or is it like an influence thing that comes from other people or what's going on? Yeah. Yep.
Well, in a bit, we are going to be crossing back to TT. To find out exactly from the chairman himself. And I'm sure you also want to find out where you are going to be watching this. If it will be streamed or things have changed a bit this year. I mean, from President Thabo Mbeki to Johann Rupert to the expected president of the country, Cyril Ramaphosa, you can only imagine that from here, we are just taking off.
And what you just mentioned about where you're going to be watching it, you know, you wonder, are we sticking to the same broadcast partner this year in 2021? Or is there a change, you know?
Yeah.
Those kind of questions.
Who bought the rights?
You know, that's the question. That's the question.
Yeah.
DJ Complexion and Mpoma Shita, you guys still there?
No,
we are wonderful. And the chairman is still there?
Yeah, don't behave like visitors. Like another Buddha fridge. You don't need my permission.
And just have the drink. You know, Titi, we
and
were just...
You know, GID, no fridge.
You know, whatever ring I want.
Let me tell you, we're having a conversation just now about how some of the guests that have been coming through, I mean, it's male figures that are guessed by people. Why is it that now that we understand the objective from the chairman himself, don't we then think that there is a woman somewhere who could have all the answers about the runnings and happenings in this country?
Is that question to me?
Of course.
I should be asking you. Yeah. So Titi will tell you, certainly that, even on Power, we're very deliberate about the whole issue of the balance of voices and diversity of voices, both on Capricorn and on Power. I think before we went to the break, Titi had asked something about a phone book. A speed dial or something.
Yes, I was saying like how you go about deciding on
you will arrive at a wrong, in my view, person or people if the first question you ask is who. The chairman's conversation is not formatted in asking who are we going to host. We ask what are the most pressing questions at a time that society either is or should be worrying about, right? That's where we start. And I will dare challenge over the next 50 years South Africa to reflect as to whether the questions that we're asking at a time are appropriate, relevant, and make a difference in society. Secondly, we ask, who do we believe is best positioned by virtue of their story of their lives, and what they've done in this country by virtue also of their continued, this is very important, continued impact on a subject matter. So I don't want to talk to a commentator, Titi. I don't want to talk to somebody who, from a position of convenience, can make all sorts of statements that make very good sound bites. And as soon as they leave that chair, they don't have a responsibility to do something about it. So I also have to ask, it's very easy to pronounce and judge on people and sound good and nice, but are you still, and this is very important to me, still in a position of influence that your decisions continue to affect society? So when I look at some of the speculations, the question we should ask is, say, okay, Kari must talk to TT because TT is famous today. But is TT really a factor in the life, not just of the country, but of the nation? And for a time, I would want to spend time reflecting on the difference between a nation and a country.
Mm.
The chairman's conversation's focus is on the nation, mm-hmm. not necessarily country.
Yeah.
So whether when those questions are asked, inevitably one or two, maximum three at a time, in my view, mm-hmm. names come to mind.
Yeah. When you have that conversation with yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, unapologetically so.
Yeah.
And they may be male or female, white, black, South African, or wherever, young, old. But I certainly don't start by going, I want to talk to someone from Bopudatswan. It doesn't start there. It's, what are the questions that the nation should be asking about? And maybe let me just get onto it in the interest of time. So we just came out of a very difficult time of a year and a half, almost two, of a COVID year. And this is one of the phenomenons that have literally hit each and every individual in this country
mm-hmm.
at a personal level. So when you look at issues of mental health, loss of jobs, loss of family, loss of friends, isolation, the economic impact, the political impact, social impact, spiritual impact that COVID has had on us is massive. And I think we are yet to find out actually how far reaching this thing has been on our bodies, on our minds, on our souls. You compound that, already our economy as a country was deeply compromised. Mm-hmm. And then you look at how in the midst of COVID, we continue to, as if we wake up every day mm-hmm. with a sole intention to further damage it. You've got people who are hurt. We live in darkness, TT.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, this past week, that darkness has become very literal.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But people, brah, are in a dark space. Mm-hmm. It's very, very painful.
Mm-hmm.
But if we were to take a few steps back, the amount of disrespect that South Africans are subjected to by our business, social, civic, and political leaders,
mm-hmm.
you have to ask yourself, where do they get the permission to treat us the way they do?
Mm-hmm.
Why are employers of South Africans so disrespectful, particularly to black people? Why do church leaders treat their congregations as retail distribution platforms?
Mm-hmm.
Why do politicians lie with no sense of shame every day without fail? Mm.
Right.
Why are promises made every day? And you have to agree that they do so because they've been given permission by us.
True.
Because we have said it is okay to treat us this way.
Mm.
So if you read, Malcolm Gladwell talks about the PDI, the Power Distance Index, and is of the view that the higher the distance between people who lead or rule and those that they purport to lead, the higher the space, the higher the chance and the luck to oppress those people into perpetuity. And in Africa, you just need to give a guy a title, councillor, mayor, president.
And it's immediately distanced.
And then he is the man.
Mm.
Morutis Mang Mang, chairman.
Mm.
People shut up.
Mm.
So part of what I'm hoping we should honestly talk about in this year's chairman's conversation is outsourcing.
Okay.
I want us to reflect on why does a nation, why does a group of people outsource? The disrespect that we saw of how the DA dealt with our people in KZN, I don't know their posters. Why do they feel it's okay to do that? The fact that people can wake up one day and take a part of our country and discuss it theirs and theirs only, and that indigenous people of this country should not go there.
Right.
Why do people have the nerve to come out publicly with no sense of shame to say it's okay? I suspect that a lot of that is that they have read us and they know they can get away with it.
Yeah.
And I want us to have that conversation amongst, within, and by ourselves.
All right, I can tell you that the suspense is killing me. I must tell you. Professor Tinyoko Maluleke tweets the following. Says, so the chairman is not going to talk to a commentator. That eliminates us before to any. And he has tagged Mbazima Shloa in that one as well. And then, but I quite enjoyed this one.
Wow.
From Murolong, who says the following. Jano, I'll translate for you in a moment, Mr. Mkari.
Yes,
Jano, gotsamikwa khadi go studio mo. Gotsamikwa khadi mo. Announcement, please. Khadi, you know what khadi is.
Skipping.
The man just wants the revelation already.
Isn't that our challenge of TT? Part of, and ultimately when I decided who I want to speak to, the only question that I asked myself, having reflected on all these things, was that it's okay to pronounce and to speak and even to think, but I wanted to talk to someone who thinks about thinking. I wanted to talk to someone who thinks about thinking. So who am I talking to?
I'll cause more pain for those who want an answer.
Okay.
If you see, by the way, on check out Twitter and social media, you'll check that Mr. Mkari has got a red box in front of him. I'm assuming that's where the name is and not the person himself herself.
Or she's there. Or there, yeah. In the red box.
Right. But okay, so that we'll give the big reveal in a moment there on the Go Breakfast on Limpopo's hottest frequency and currency as well. We depend on you guys for the
there
currency as well.
Recognize.
Oh, by the way, can I interrupt?
Yeah.
Team, for the past 8 years as a group, your work was deliberately undermined through what we call an audience measurement survey. So since Power was born until today, we were told that Power only has 106,000 listeners. When Capricorn was born in 2007, up until 2013, your numbers, you moved from supposedly 1.5 million listeners. And when we launched Power, you suddenly dropped to 150,000. So games were being played in this industry.
Wow.
Right?
Okay.
And I've chosen not to talk about it all these years, but I think we might be ready to talk about it one day.
Okay.
There's a new audience measurement survey. I'm advised that it comes out today. I suspect that it may be coming close to where it should go. It is still operating at 50% of the sample size. But it looks like some sobriety is happening in the industry. So, good luck. I think by about 11 or 12, we should know your new numbers, but I suspect you might smile.
Okay, I love that. All music right.
Just a suspicion.
That's a good start to a Friday. That's a good way to start a Friday.
I know.
Right. So your work,
no, we love
yeah.
it, we love it.
All right, so in a bit, we are going back to Power 987 to find out who we are going to be having, but I think the chair has really created suspense.
No, this has been a cliffhanger of note, and I know it's like impatience all round, but we are about to find out.
Yeah, it's been very tense. Now that we understand the objective behind the chairman's conversation, all that's left now is the big reveal to find out exactly who is the person that's going to be answering all these questions we have as a nation. So there is a big team, obviously, that is involved in the preparation of this chairman's conversation. And they've done their work on the ground, and now it's time to find out what are the results.
But it does make sense earlier on what you were saying. When you were asking, who is it? And I said, comms. So you can't ask the who. Yeah, ma? It's a matter of saying, what is the theme? What is going to be discussed? What is going to be the conversation? And then we can be able to get the names.
So, yeah. And that theme is obviously informed by the questions that we have as a nation.
Yeah. And I think the questions that the chairman raised, I mean, those, I had a moment where I just had to literally sit. And as he said, he's trying to get someone who thinks about thinking, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So in a moment, I had my own moment there of just really reflecting. Nkulawan. Yeah.
We've been through a lot as a country, especially 2020.
Yeah, the past 18 months, really.
Yeah, it's been really, really, really difficult. I think things started opening up a little bit this year, and we're seeing a little bit of light and having a little bit of hope about how things are going to turn out for the better. And I think we had adjusted also to the lockdown levels and the fact that business is not operating as usual, mm-hmm. amongst many other things that we used to have access to an extent that we loved. But now we are here.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope this is one person that can offer us every little answer to the questions that we have.
On Limpopo's hottest frequency, Capricorn FM, because yes, you are hearing both shows this Friday as Amkari is ready. He's opened his red box complexion. Paul, you guys ready?
We are ready.
I think the people are ready also. They've been ready. So please put us out of our misery or bring us joy or something.
So, first is that we are going to have the conversation on the 25th of November,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
2021. My guest is a 3-time South African Music Award nominee.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Musician. Didn't see this one coming. So clearly he's a musician.
Didn't expect that. So what?
Over 10 albums. Has never won a single summer. But has been a finalist 3 times. My guest is an author of 6 books.
Okay.
My guest is the only African who has ever cracked, and I'll challenge the people of Capricorn Power to research Thinkers 50 Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Which is a combination of the world's top thinkers. Only African who's ever cracked that list.
Oh, wow.
These are mainly authors. These are people who imagine the future. And these are people who get recognized usually after they have passed.
Okay.
Thank God this person is alive.
Otherwise, it could be an awkward conversation.
Yeah. And if you don't, I don't want to say a lot in that respect, but I think somebody just spend time, understand what Thinkers Hall of Fame is about, and you might respect this person some more.
Tell us when to cue the drum roll.
Yeah, please.
Our guest is a healer.
Okay.
Our guest is a dreamer.
Right.
Our guest called publicly some of the things that South Africa is debating today. Our guest called them decades ago.
Decades ago? Decades, okay.
Yeah.
I can't take it anymore.
Okay.
Is he also in print media?
I didn't say he.
Oh, exactly, yeah.
Just get to it, I can't do.
So what?
No, I'm saying I can't take it anymore.
Oh, the suspense is
okay. Our guest has also advised some of Africa and the globe's top leaders in business and politics, the likes of President Obasanjo of Nigeria.
2:09.
And, thank you for that, Didi.
You're gonna time check with a minute to go. I will hit it at 59.
Okay. Let's see. Let those radio skills come out.
Right.
You can get, our guest is a farmer.
Yo.
All right.
Our guest feeds most of Europe. Surely by now you should have a sense, Titi. Come on. All right, let's take it down.
I've had
triple master's degrees, master's and a doctorate in engineering. a master's in business.
Okay.
Another master's in something. Professor, teaches at Wits, Stellenbosch, Free State, in business. The second largest exporter of avocado.
Yeah, I know who it is now.
All right. Out of this continent into Europe, a macadamia nut farmer.
Ladies
and gentlemen, it is such an honor, such an honor for me and the people of power.
Wait, to introduce our production thing.
The president of the IOD. Okay. The chairman of PIC, former chairman of Nedbank, chairman of Discovery Group Holdings, chairman of ACA, founder of Hoyo Hotels, Dr. Ruel Khoza is the guest of the
chairman. There you have it. Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Now, that's one man that we know will not pull any punches. He will call it as it is. Dr. Ruel Khoza, the guest then for the chairman's conversation. There you have it.
There we have it. Yeah, mm-hmm. No. Now you're connecting the dots. Like, okay, it makes sense. No,
I urge all of us to just read a little more about Dr. Ruel Khoza. You realize that we've been blessed to have the silent power that is doing so much.
You threw me with the musician part. I know.
That's summer.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's wonderful. Well, he tried very hard, but he's not going to have the last word. Giving him credit, chairman of MSC Africa. Thank you so much for joining us on the Power Breakfast.
In the box, City, are some of his CDs and books.
Is there what's in the box?
Leadership.
Yeah.
Etc.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Right.
No, we'll definitely prepare ourselves emotionally and mentally for the chairman's conversation. 25 November, you say?
Yeah.
That's the one.
7 o'clock.
Be there. Thank you, Mpomashita, DJ Complexion, On The Go Breakfast.
Thank you, TT. Have a great weekend.
That's all from us on The Go Breakfast. We are back again on Monday. Thank you for hanging out. Thank you for a great week. And that is how the chairman's conversation is going to be happening this year. So excited about it. Let's go on Twitter. Let's go and read up about everything we need to know about Dr. Khoza. Thanks, Tim.
This is Capricorn FM Podcast.